Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Mem Hei, Ksubas 45A, pagination is 89. We're going to be starting from the facing page, three lines up at the end of the line, with the word Tani, as in Tani Shila. The following was taught. Our background topic here is Psukim in Parshas Ki Tse. Perek Chof Beis in Chumash Devarim, Pasuk Yud Gimel, where we learn the topic of Motzi Shemra. A man marries a woman, really fairly young, we might call her a girl, and he claims that during the time that she was Me'ureses, only Kiddushin was done, that she acted immorally. And now, as he brings her to his house, he discovers this information, and he claims that she was Mizana as a Naira Me'orasa. What's unique about this case is that she is in the husband's house, and he's making this claim when she's a Naira, that somewhat previously, also while she was a Naira, over the age of 12, over the age of Bas Mitzvah, that she acted immorally. The first case, which is this section, is the case where it turns out that he is lying. And he gets very specific punishments. V'anshu oso mea kesef, he has to pay a significant fine. And he's not allowed to send her away. He's not allowed to divorce her. In Pasuk Chaf, we find out what happens if the story plays itself out differently. V'im emes hayo hadavar hazeh. What happens if after he takes her into his home, indeed, lo nimtzu'u besulim lanaira, it turns out that she acted immorally while she was still in the father's house. Now she's in the husband's house, and we're trying to figure out what to do. Turns out that she did act immorally, so that's the law that we discussed in the previous session, an extensive Mishnah describing that she gets capital punishment of skila el pesach beis avia, by the opening of her father's house, and that's the unique law of naira ma'orasa. If she's already been transferred to the husband's home. If you'll skip to Psukim, you'll notice in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, there's yet another case of Naira Besula Me'orasa, a Naira that's married with Kiddushin. And here too, there's a case of Skila, but in this case, it's Shar Ha'ir Hahi, by the gate of the city. And the reason this case is different is because she's not discovered in her immoral behavior while she's in the husband's house, so that we take her from the husband's house to the father's house. Rather, she was simply discovered. She's still in the father's house. The punishment is still skila. It's very unique because it's a naira me'orasa who's acting immorally, but it's not the exact case of Motzi Shemra that was discussed in the previous Psukim. Let's see the Gemara, and you'll see why I felt it necessary to go back to the Psukim and really outline the different cases that the Braisa will describe. Tani Shila, we learned. Shalosh Midas Benaira. There are three cases of Naira Me'orasa, she had Kiddushin, and then she acted immorally. Ba'ula Eden Beveis Chamiya, if the witnesses come while she's in her father-in-law's location, Shazinsa Beveis Avia, that she acted immorally while she was still in the father's house. So that's the classic case that will either play itself out, as we described, as Motzi Shemra, if the husband is wrong, or as a case of skila, capital punishment, if it turns out that she indeed did what we're describing. So the law is onto our page. Soklim osa al Pesach beisavia. The skila is going to take place by the opening of her father's house, kelomar, as if to say, Ru'u gidulem shegidaltem. Look at the way she was raised. And the husband and the father-in-law's family doesn't want any part of it. She's getting punished, but the statement is, it's on your shoulders, this immoral activity and its implications. It's not on my family. It didn't happen by me. Next case, ba'ula eidim beveis avia, shezinsa beveis avia. If the witnesses come that the immoral activity happened in the father's house, but these witnesses are coming while she's still by the father's house, soklum osa'a pesach shar ha'ir, she gets the capital punishment by the gate of the city. There's no specific playing out of this law, motzi shemra, or validating the claim. This is simply a case of naira ma'orasa that acted immorally. The punishment is indeed skila, but it's not specifically going to be done as a kind of response from the father-in-law. Do it over there! Do it by the father! It's just playing itself out like a regular capital punishment, which is more serious. It's skila. She did it in the very beginning of her marriage, naira ma'orasa, but it's not specifically the law of motzi shemra or its alternative. And finally, the third case, sorcha, if she acted immorally, ulibisof bagra, but we don't catch up with her until she's already a bogeres, over the age of 12 and a half, no longer qualifying for the term naira, tidon bechenek, the statement from this tani shila is that she's going to get chenek, which is a different punishment, not the skila that we've been discussing, reserved for a naira. The Gemara wonders, what exactly is this unique status that she became a bogeres while the story is unfolding? Lememra, are you telling me, de kol hecha de ishtani gufo ishtani ktala, that any time that her body changes, she has a change in status, she goes from naira to bogeres, so the type of capital punishment is going to change? Viraminhi, I'd like to ask you a question. Naira hama orasa shezinsa. A girl as a naira who had kiddushin, and she acted immorally. Umisha bagra hotziola shemra. And the motzi shemra did not occur. The husband didn't make the accusation until she was already a bogeres. This exact third case that you were describing. Hu eino loka ve'eino nosa me'osela. He's not going to get the lashes punishment which comes with the fine, and he's not going to be obligated to pay the fine. But he vizoma meho makdimin lebeis haskila. But she, and if there are zomimin, false witnesses, those cases would end up as skila, meaning the punishment that's on the table with a girl who became a bogeres in the interim is still skila. And you just told me it's chenek. That's the kasha. Let's turn over the page and let's take a look at the fourth line at the end of a line. Ha Omar le Rabbi Yochanan, Letana Rabbi Yochanan told that Tana, Tani Tidon Beskila. It's a mistake. He told them to correct it. The correct punishment for her, if she becomes a bogeres during the story, is still going to be Skila. Ve'amai. And why is that? Naira hama orasa amar Rahmana. The Torah talked about a naira hama orasa, that means until the age of 12 and a half, not more. V'habogeres he. And now she's a bogeres. And why indeed did Rabbi Yochanan insist that they amend the quote to say skila instead of chenek? In other words, it's very good now that the question, which said that what's on the table for her in such a case is skila, and the original statement of Tani Shila are going to match, because now what's on the table is skila. But we must wonder, why is it skila? She's no longer a naira. That is coupled with a more intrinsic question that the Braisa which was quoted seems to indicate that these laws are not applying because she's already a bogeres. We say that the husband would not be considered a motzi shemra if he's proven wrong, and he's not going to get the fine. He's not going to get the lashes. And nevertheless, on the other hand, you're telling me if it is proved correct as an accusation, and it turns out to be true, then she's going to be punished as a naira, even though right now she's a bogeres. Well, which one is it? Do these psukim apply to such a girl who's now a bogeres or not? If you'll drop down about a quarter of the page, the first words on the line are Akimas sefosav garmulo, and then we begin. Zu ma'aseha garmula, this one, her activities are causing her her punishment. Kishehi zenoi naira zenoi, when she acted immorally, she indeed was a naira. Vizeh, but the man, akimas fosav garmulo, his speech is what's causing his punishment. Emas kamechayev, when did he do the act of guilt? Hahi shaita, at that moment when he spoke. Vahi shaita bogeres havoi, and at that time she was already a bogeres. So we have the original braisa that taught us the different cases of naira ma'orasa. According to Rabbi Yechanan, has to be corrected, and instead of declaring chenek if she's now a bogeres, it actually should state skila. The braisa which followed is indeed telling us that she gets skila in such a case, even though now she's a bogeres. Our Gemara is explaining on Amud Beis the reason, because when she did it, she was a naira and she satisfied those requirements. In contrast, the husband, if he's proven to be wrong, would not qualify as a case of motzi shemra, because his act of guilt is being done when she's a bogeres, and therefore doesn't qualify for the case described in the pasuk, which refers to a naira. I'd like to read you the words of the Rambam, Hilchas Naira Besula Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. Hotzi alea shemra vihi bogeres. If the man does this motzi shemra, makes the accusation, but at this point she's already a bogeres. Afapi shehivi edim shezinsa tachtav kishihi naira. Even if his attempt is to bring testimony that she did an act of guilt when she was a naira, if he's proven wrong, hareza potam and amalkos and aknas, he's not going to get malkos and knas, because at the time of his misdeed, she was no longer a naira. Vim nimtza hadavar emes, but if it turns out to be true, harezu tisakel, the punishment she would be given is skila, because it's an event that happened when she was a naira. Afapi shehi bogeres, even though now she's a bogeres, and would get chenek if it was a regular married woman acting immorally, harlu be'esh zinsa naira haisa, because at the time of the event, she was a naira. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.